Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So today's topic is not really Parshas HaShavua. It's not really in Yona D'Yoyma. But it's a fascinating sugya, which is Nogeya in our everyday lives. And it is the balance between Ishtadlus and Betochen in one specific area. But we will also speak about the broader worldview. In Germany, they said Weltanschauung, your Hashkofes Olam of a Frum Yid. And the sugya is the refuah. What is a person supposed to do, a good Jew, if he's ill? And the Ramban in the beginning of the parsha is a fascinating Ramban. The Ramban starts off with Im bechi koisai teilechu. And then the Torah promises a utopian life. Don't know whether you know what utopia is. A life of wonderful blessings, without pain, without suffering, only the good. And a pasuk that I quoted 1,000 times in the past few months, Venosati Sholem Ba'oretz, Ushchaftem Ve'ein Machrid. So the Ramban writes, Haklal. Let's see the Ramban. Beheyois Yisrael Shleimim Ve'hem Rabim. Not only individuals, if the entire nation would be Shleimim Yerei Shemayim, Shoimrei Mitzvahs, Lo Yisnaig in Yonam Beteva Klal. They wouldn't be under nature. Loi begufam velo ba'artzam, loi bechlolam velo biyochid mehem. Ki yevorech Hashem lachmom ve'meimom, v'yosim machalem mekirbom, ad shelo yitzterchu l'roifa. V'leishtame b'dayrech b'darkei harafua is klal. And then, the Ramban goes on, in a slightly different path. וכן היו הצדיקים עושים בזמן הנבואו. גם כי יקרה מובן שיחלו, לא ידרשו ברויפים, רק בנביאים. כעניין חזקיהו המלך. So even if you don't remember Novi, you should remember מסכת ברוכס דף יוד. What happens when חזקיהו מלך יהודה is ill, gravely ill? Does he call a doctor over to his house? He calls the Novi Yeshayahu. Aso Melech Yehudo, the Pesuk says in Divrei Yomim Perek Tezayin, Divrei Yomim Beis, Gam b'chol yoy, loy doreshes Hashem, ki berofim. Instead of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes to doctors. So the Ramban says, the Pesuk indicates, his Aveda was not only loy doreshes Hashem, his Aveda was twofold. Loi Doreshes Hashem is number one. Ki Beroifim, number two. What do you have to do with doctors? Why do you go to a doctor? Go to the Navi. And then there's an expression in the Ramban. Ma Chelek Leroifim Bebeis Oisei Ritzoyin Hashem. What do doctors have to do in the homes of people that are Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the Gemara says twice in Shas, Brochas Dav Samech, Bavakame Pehei, Verapo Yerapei, Vekantinu Rishus L'Roifa L'Rapois. Three lines from the bottom of the paragraph, four lines. Ba'amram Verapo Yerapei, Mekantinu Rishus L'Roifa L'Rapois, Lo Amru Shinitna Rishus L'Choyle Lehis Rapois. Yes, the doctor has permission to treat patients. That doesn't mean the patient has permission to turn to the doctor. No. So this is a fascinating Ramban. Is this halacha lemaisa? If a person is ill, does he have the liberty to say, I'm not going to any doctor. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to be ill. I'm ill. I daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Take it away. Is that a psak halacha? Let's go over to the Ibn Ezra, contemporary of the Ramban, somewhat older than the Ramban. And the Pusik Verapi Arape. Lois Shinosin Rishus Leroifim Larapi Amakis Vapsoim Shira Umbi Bachutz. La Kol Cholishu Befnim Begof Viad Hashem Lerapoisoi. Vechen Kosov Kihu Yachiv Viachbosh. Uchosov Baaso Gam Bachol Yoiloi Doresh Hashem. Kiim Berofim. So the Ibn Ezra has a different interpretation how to be Miyashiv. The Pusik attacking Aso. Why do you go to doctors? How does that fit in with Verapi Arape? The Ramban says, the doctor has permission to treat, but the patient doesn't have permission to turn to a doctor. Ibn Ezra has a different teretz. There's a difference between internal medicine, which is illegitimate. The Pusik Verapi Arape, what does it deal with? Choyvel b'chaveiroi, shechayev b'chamishu devorim. Nezek tzar ripui sheves boishes. Rak shifto yitim verapi arapi. When a person hits you, then you have external, you know, ailments. You know, he cut your hand, he broke your back. And that doctors should deal with, but not anything within your body. Ibn Ezra is the same idea, slightly different in Tehillim. Rabbi mechoivim l'rosho, והבטח בשם חסד יסוי ובנו, תהילם למד בייס, וטעם הבטח בשם, שלא ישען על הרויפם כעסה. ודע, כי הכוסף לא היטיל להתרפות רק ממקס בן אודם, כי השם לבד הרויפי יסול ורפיוס אל החזק נפשי ולא יצב על ירוסוי. Here it differentiates between something caused by people. When people cause you, they hurt you. You go to people to take it away. You go to a doctor. But if your machla is b'dei shemayim, then b'dei shemayim should take it away. So you turn to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a slightly different formulation, but it's the same. So Ibn Ezra and Pashas differentiates between external and internal. And in Tehillim differentiates between who caused that pain. People or a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's almost the same. We don't have it on our source sheet. But in Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, in the very first edition, it was only printed once and never again. The last Tshuva in Avnei Nezer, Choshe Mishpat Kuf Tzamet Gimel, do you know who the Avnei Nezer was? Who was the Avnei Nezer? I'm going to tell you not to talk ever. I'm surprised you know the family name. In the modern world, every book you have the family name on the back. He says Avnei Nezer was Bornstein. No, he wasn't Bornstein. It was the Sochet of a Rebbe, not Bornstein. He was the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet of a Rebbe, son-in-law of the Kotzke Rebbe, of the Mendel and Kotzke. So the Avnei Nezer printed a tshuva of his father. His father was also a Godel B'Yisrael, and he was the Rav of Biala. So today Biala is primarily known as one of the major Hasidus. The Biala Rebbe just passed away a few weeks ago. But Biala is a town in Poland, and the Rav was Reb Zev Nochem. He was the father of the Avnei Nezer, and he writes a tshuva. And he was asked this very same question. A person is gravely ill. Does he need to go to doctors, or he could just daven to Hashem? And he says, you could daven to Hashem. Even though the Bach writes in Simen Shin Lamed Vav that a choyle has a chiyuv to go to doctors, but against the Bach stand the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, two against one. Yochid v'rabim malochi kerabim. So he says, you don't need to go to doctors. So that's in Avnei Nezer Choshe Mishpat Kuf Tzamer Gimel, only the very first edition. And I wonder, I think this is very strange. So it is true what the Ramban writes, Ramban al Torah. But we look at two different sources in the Ramban, 5 and 6. Torah Sa'odom, Melchamos. Let me give a brief introduction. Kuli alme moidim, that pikuach nefesh, to save a person's life, is on everyone. And the person whose life is in danger, and anybody that could save him. After all, Everybody knows there's a pasuk v'nishmarta ma'od le'nafshi seichem. And the Gemara brings the story in Brochas Lamedala, the chosid that was standing in davening, and Asar, a very important minister, passed by, and he said, good morning, and the chosid didn't respond. And that chosid minister waited till he ends davening, and he says, don't you know that in your Torah, the pasuk says, v'nishmarta ma'od le'nafshi seichem? And your Torah says, "Hashem alecho, Hashemor nafshecho ma'od." If I would kill you right here and now, nobody would do anything about it. So how come you're not mekayim your Torah? And the Rambam in Hilchos Tzeach v'Shmiras Nefesh quotes this Gemara as the source of v'nishmarta ma'od le'nafshecho. So everybody agrees that when a person is in danger, not only other people need to save him, he needs to save himself. But what the Ramban says with Pirush al HaTorah is, illness is different. When your life is threatened in any other way, you definitely have a chiyuv of stay out of danger. But when a machla comes min HaShemayim, that's different. A machla, Kodesh Baruch Hu, yachiv v'yachbosh. Like the pasuk that the Ibn Ezra quotes from Sefer Iyuv. However, the Ramban, Torah Se'odom, Mistavra, Daha de Amrina Nitnet Torah Reshus Leroif Lerapis Loi Mishaino Yosem Mishem Chashash Shagoga Inami. Shelo Yoimru, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moichetz Vohu Merapeh. No, that's a mistake. You should not say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Moichetz Vohu Merapeh, Shein Dachem Se'odom Erfu Eser Shanago, Kine shekosav gam b'chol yeloi dorash Hashem ki em beroifim. No. Hai reshus, reshus de mitzvei, mitzvei l'rapa, iso b'chlal pikuach nefeshu. Machino se pirikim. V'chein ayin shemardo. Shemamino, that every illness is b'chlal pikuach nefesh, v'pikuach nefesh mitzvei rabihi. Hazor es areze mishubach, v'anishal meguno, v'ashoyel shoyfech domim. So it is clear in this Ramban, when a person is ill, he should not say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Merchitz Baruch Hu Merape. No. It's Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is on everyone. Ramban HaMelchames, Lo Yishumanu Midas Chasidus L'choyle Shal Sekona Shalo Yechalu Levesh Shabbos. HaMezal Ez Mishubach HaMonei Atzmoy Mischai Ben Afshoy. VaMonei Atzmoy, it's not a doctor. It is the chayla that is menei atzmoi. So what is the halacha when there's a stira between Ramban al HaTorah, Torah Se'odom, and Melchames? And if the Aguda Se'ezov, the father of the Avnei Ezer, is into arithmetic, two against one, so I think it's two Rambans against one Ramban. So there's a big fundamental rule in Psak Halacha. Some of the Rishonim wrote commentary on Psak. Lamashul Rosh. We have Piski Rosh, we have Tosis Rosh, and we have Tshuvas Rosh. Does anybody know who wrote Toras Abayis? Who's the Toras Abayis? Rashba. Fascinating story in names. Are you familiar with the Bedek Abayis? The Ra'o. And who wrote Mishmeres Abayis? The Rashba. So the Rashba writes Toras Abayis. And that's the Rashba in Issa V'Heto. That's my house. And I'm proud to have built a beautiful house, the Rashba says. Comes along the Ra'o and says, your house is not that great. I find a lot of problems in structure. In the fundament of the house, your house is full of cracks and leaks, and that's Bedek Abayis. I was Bedek your Abayis. And then the Rashba says, no, Mishmeres Abayis. I will guard my house, and I'm not going to let you tear it down. So that's the Toras Abayis, Bedek Abayis, and Mishmeres Abayis. So what happens if there's a stira between Toras Abayis and Pirush HaRashba HaShas? So the rule is, Sifrei Halacha override Pirushei Asugyos. the Rashba also has Chidushi Agodos. Goes without saying, Torah Sabbath number one, Chidushi Rashba number two, Chidushi Agodos number three. Torah Sa'odom of the Ramban is Piske Alocha. That's number one. Melchames HaMasechet Sanhedrin, somewhere between Psak Alocha and commentary. Because it's on the Rif. The Rif is Piske Alocha. Ramban al Torah is number three. But actually, there is no stira at all between Ramban al Torah and the other sources of the Ramban. And this is a Turei Zohov in Yoredeus Simin Shin Lamedvov. Turei Zohov asks, if the Ramban says that Rishus is not only a Shus, it's a mitzvah, so why is the Loshon of the Gemara Mekanshin in Rishus Leroy for the rabbis? If it's a mitzvah, why doesn't the Gemara say it's a mitzvah? So how could the Ramban say it's a mitzvah if the lesson of the Gemara is Mekan Shenitne Rishus Leroy for Arapis, which seems clearly to say it's permissible, it's not a chiyuv. So the Taz explains, originally it is only a Rishus, not a mitzvah. Because in days of yore, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, of the Nevi'im, of the giants that were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no need to go to doctors. Turn directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, in later generations, we don't have that schus. Ein soim chamaranes. And who says that your tefillahs are so precious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not come to your tefillahs? And you still have a mitzvah v'nishmatem od l'nefesh seichem. So the Rishus transformed into a mitzvah. So when Chazal say, pshat in v'rapo yerape, and that is in Torah Hashem, that's Rishus. But with time, Rishus became a mitzvah, because we no longer are at that level that we could just turn directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ibididi Talia, I would suggest a different interpretation. And this brings us to number 8. And I didn't see who makes this comment, but I think it's such a powerful comment. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, did we go to doctors or not? Beis HaMikdash. And did the tzaddikim go to doctors? Or only the simpletons, the Amei Oretz. So there's a Mishnah, Shkonam Perekei, Mishnah Aleph, Elu hen ha-memunim, shoyu b'migdosh. These were the people that had special jobs and special duties in the Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas ala choysamois, achyu ala nesochim, matisua ben shumul ala paisois, ptachyu ala kinin, tachyu ze Mordechai. Ben Achia al Choyle Hama'ayim. He was a doctor. His name was called Ben Achia. And what type of a doctor was he? An oncologist? No, a gynecologist? Of course not. He was a gastro specialist. And he took care of the Choyle Ma'ayim, people that had problems, stomach problems. The Yerushalmi, there's no Bavlian, she called him. Yerushalmi, she called him Chofala from Medbay, says, that was very common between Koyanei HaMikdash because they needed to do the avoda barefoot and the winter was quite cold. So they had a lot of colds and they ate tons of meat. And you eat so much meat, you might have stomach problems. And that is why there was a doctor called Ben Achyo and he was Mamun al Choylei HaMa'ayim. Whom did he take care of? Not the Ameratzim out there on the streets. Took care of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were the greatest tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. So why didn't they turn directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this was in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And the biggest tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. And they went to doctors. So my argument is a very simple one. And I think it's third sentence. Let's go back to the Ramban. If you're sick, you need to do everything to achieve it afore. But there are two ways to achieve it, afore. Doctors or a Navi. So the doctors need to guess what made you sick. And they need to suggest what might make you healthy. But the Navi doesn't need to guess. You go to the Navi and the Navi knows what made you sick. And he knows exactly how you could achieve it before. Because when a person becomes sick, it's a combination. We believe it's Ratzon Hashem. Everything is Ashgoche Protis. But there also is Derech HaTeva. If you could go to the source, why go B'drocha Makalkalois? Turn to the Navi. And the Navi will tell you why you're sick. And he'll tell you exactly what you need to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the machla away. So what does the Ramban say? Kein hoya tzadikim oisem bizman hanevuah. Lo yidrishu beroifim rak benevim. Hadorish es Hashem benovi lo yidrish beroifim. You need to turn to someone. You never rely on yourself. Not even then. But why turn to a doctor if you could go directly to the Navi? The Navi knows better than the doctor. The Navi knows why you're sick and he knows exactly how you're going to be well. And that is why ma chelik leroifim bebeis oisei devar Hashem, if you could turn to the Navi. Meshaposka anavua, you need to go to doctors. Even in the time of the greatest tzaddikim, in the Beis Hamikdash, that's Bayesheni, they were no longer Nevi'im, so they had a doctor on board in the Beis Hamikdash. So never could a chole just rely on himself. How do you know Yura'ui? How would you know exactly what you need to be metakin? You go to the Navi. He's going to tell you exactly. But if there is no Navi, you go to doctors. Kach nere la'anius dat. So, I'm going back to the tshuva of the father of Davin Ezer. He was a great gadol and a great tzaddik, but this is very strange. So all he finds is the Bach. And against the Bach, the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. First of all, the Ibn Ezra is never a source in halacha. He was one of the great Rishonim. But we do not know whether he was a poisik. And the Ibn Ezra in his own parish apologizes a few times and he says, my parish is not lefi mesoides chazal. My parish is pshuto shel mikra. And there are many contradictions between Ibn Ezra and the Gemara. And that is known. And it's not even a pele. Because he himself writes that my parish on the Mekrois is pshuto shel mikra. And it's not based on halacha. So, what is the halacha? He quotes a Bach. But the Taz says the same. And the Shach says the same. And the Mughal of Rome says the same. So, you're in yeshiva, you learn Gemara. But you should know somewhat a bit about halacha. And the halacha is always Kimugan of Rome. And the halacha is always Kishach. And the Shach in Yordain, Shin Lamed Ches, Yiv Kotnavov writes, if a person is ill and he made a shavua, I'm not going to go to doctors. He's not a choyle shiyesh b'sekone. It's not pikuach nefesh. And he made a shavua not to go to doctors. The shach says, the shavua is botel mavitel ki ein nishboen ala mitzvahs. Hanishba levatles a mitzvah, the shavua is totally invalid. So the shach writes, that's a nishba levatles a mitzvah. And therefore a shavua, not to go to a doctor, is totally void. It's not chal. And the Mugen of Rome, Shin Chof Chesiv Kotn Vav, maybe I quoted the Shach by mistake, Shin Lamed Chesiv Kotn Hei, Mugen of Rome writes, if a person refuses to go to a doctor, Koifen Oisai, we coerce him, we force him, and we totally ignore his will. And a person is Mechuyev, to achieve a refuah, and we will force him to do so. So it's the Bach and the Taz and the Shach and the Mogen Avraham. Halacha kemoisem bekol mokom. Tshuva san Ashbo, source number 7. Hu sham rabai v'rova, kol sheyesh bo mishum refuah in dakei ha'moiri, v'lo yoid, ela she'oseh lekones binyon es hakones v'leftoach al hanes. He speaks about refuah. Not other types of pikuach nefesh. He speaks about refuah. Oser lehikones be'inyone asakones ve'leftoach al hanes. Kol sem chanes einoise loines. And therefore, The Rashba says, look at the last line. Afilu chosid shebechasidim. Ei lehem rishus lases malachtan derach ha-betochoin, rak kedarkei sheloilam. You can't rely on betochoin. Kedarkei sheloilam. So it's two sources in the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Shach, and the Mugen Avraham, and the Taz, and the Bach. So that's a milse de pshita mamish. That if you're sick, you need to go to the doctor. And that is halacha pshuto. So what is the interaction between betochin and ishtadlus? You need to turn to doctors. So what was the avera of Asa? According to the Ramban, in the days of Malchi Yisur, there were Nevi'im. So why do you go to doctors if there's a Navi around the corner? You should have been like Chizkiyahu. He was ill. He called the Navi Yeshayahu. But according to others, other interpretations, the Aveda was not that he turned to doctors. Loi Dorash Es Hashem. You need to know you need to do a shtadlus. But ultimately, the best doctor in the world cannot help you unless a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be well. So yes, in every area of our lives, we need to do a shtadlus, whether it's parnasa, whether it's war, whether it's health, da'akush eloilum, like the Rashba writes. But never forget, Kodesh Baruch Hu zanu mefanes mebeit zekinem ad kan ra'enim. Kodesh Baruch Hu roifei chol bosa v'mafli lasis, and he has boiled a voice. Kodesh Baruch Hu oisem melchomois, Hashem ish melchomo. You will never achieve anything without siyata nishmayim. Yem Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav amlu boinav boi. Yem Hashem lo yishmur ir shav shekot shoymer. And this is not only dual language. I think it's a big chiddush. When you try to safeguard a city against enemies that might attack, you do your best. But you could never be fully confident that you're going to win this battle. You don't know how powerful the enemy is. He might have overwhelming power. He might have better tactics and better strategies. You do your best. But when you plan to build a house and you have a good engineer and a good construction company, you know exactly how to build and what the result will be. There isn't any level of doubt if you take competent people to build your house. So the Pasuk says, don't think so. It's not only im Hashem lo yishma yeshav shoket shoyma. Im Hashem lo yivna ba yeshav amru boinav boi. You're building a house. Without siyata deshmaya, this house will not stand. It will not stand. So even things that we think, obviously, they are totally within our power. Nothing is within your power. Nothing. Whatever you do, you need siyata deshmaya. Not only im Hashem lo yishma'iya, goes the same, im Hashem lo yivne ba'yeshav amlo ba'yinavoy. You're going to invest $10 million in this house, and then the day you move in, it's going to implode. You need siyata deshmaya in whatever you do. So on one hand, the place can make it very clear. You cannot rely on betochen. You cannot rely on an ace. You cannot rely on your schusim. Never. You do what you need to do b'derech ha-teva. But don't forget, it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And don't for one moment think, koichi v'oitzim yodi, osu li esachayel hazeh, v'zuchato, ki Hashem alokechu hu hanoisen lachu koyach lasos. And that goes in every human endeavor. So one of the most common questions I'm asked is, and I, just the day before yesterday, a person from America, a wonderful person, came to ask me, what is the shir of ishtadlus? I love to learn, but I have a business, so how much hours a day should I invest in my business and how much should I learn? And I say, that's not the language of halacha. It is only once a month that we speak in exact terms regarding time. Do you know what I mean, once a month? Only Baruch Chodesh Ben Shana Berchas HaChodesh, we say the Moled will be 12 o'clock, 30 minutes and 14 halakim. But never else do we use that type of language. So I can't tell you how much time a day to invest in your business. 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 11 halakim. That is what you should invest in your business. Who can say that? So when people ask me about bitochen, about a shtadlis, I say, it's a gewaldig word, I'm trying to translate it into English. When you're successful, don't become arrogant. And when things are tough, don't despair. That's the rule. When things go good, don't become arrogant. Don't think, oh, I'm so bright. I'm on top of the pack. I'm on top of the field. You know, I'm so smart. It's not about you. You have nothing to do with it. And if you become arrogant, you might lose that siyata d'shmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to say thank you. And when you're going to become so proud of yourself and your achievements, Kodesh Baruch Hu might just give you a little schnook and say, so where's your chachma? Are you that bright? Where's all your money? All went down the drain. So don't for 1 minute forget it's all siyata d'shmaya. And when things become rough, don't despair. Do more. Daven more. Turn to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe you need some chizik and betochen and things will get better. Because everything is b'day shemayim. Your success is b'day shemayim. Your failures are b'day shemayim. So you do a shtadlis. But the main shtadlis needs to be turning to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'gam b'chol yoyloi doresh es Hashem ki beroifim. And that was the Aveira of Asa. So how much the shtadlis does one need to do? And now I'll give you a chiddush. It depends what type of endeavor. Parnasa, a reasonable level of shtadlis. Gesund, comes to health issues, greater shtadlis. Comes to war, even greater shtadlis. And the level of shtadlis always depends on the importance of the endeavor. What are we dealing with? So there's an amazing biragra in Nida Ayin Omid Beis. Amazing, I'm so despoiled of this gra. So in Nida Dafayin, Chazal tell us about a meeting, an encounter between Anshe Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim and the great Tana Reb Shua Ben Hananya. They asked them 30 questions, some stupid questions and some smart questions. Not that I decided what's stupid and what's smart, but Chazal say, they asked them Divrei Shtus and they asked them Divrei Chochma. So they asked Reb Shua Ben Hananya, Ma yasa udam v'yechkam? How could a person achieve wisdom? And he says, Yarbe bi yeshiva, bi yamayit b'schoyra, bi yavakesh memisha achoch mishalo. Then they asked him, ma yasudim bi yashio? How could a person achieve wealth, wants to become rich? And he says, Yarbe b'schoyra, yisa bi yitin bi emuno, be honest in your dealings, bi yavakesh memisha oishor shalo. The goan strikes out two words, Yarbe b'schoyra. Why Yarbe B'Schoyre? Totally unnecessary. You need to Yarbe B'Schoyre to become rich. You need to do some business. Because it's been thousands of years since the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave man men HaShamayim. The Gro strikes out Yarbe B'Schoyre. According to the Gro, Ma Yasul Dem Yashio. Yisav Yitin Bemuno, V'Yavakesh Memish Oishe Shalom. There is no need for Yarbe B'Schoyre. So that's an important message. You need to do business. So I would define it reasonable business. Like Rabbi Shmuel says in Brochas Lamed Hey, Kedarkoi Shaloilam, Haneg Bohem Minagid Erachetz. Don't exaggerate. No need. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should give you success. When it comes to health, that's a mitzvah. V'neshmaratam oylo nafshaseichem mishom alachom. The Ramban writes, healing people as we have to l'reichu k'moichom. V'chai behem v'loy shiyomus behem. So you need a greater status. Every mitzvah requires a status. Kal v'choyim epikuach nefesh. But even in Pikuach Nefesh, I'm constantly asked, a person, lo yoleinu, has a bad tumor. And he's being treated, but he heard that there's some clinic in America 10,000 miles away, and there's a great doctor, has some new ideas. Are you mechuyev to go there? So you need to sell your house and make a big campaign. A person needs to turn to the best doctors that are available. Ein ledav asayf. You will always hear that somewhere out there there might be a bigger doctor. That's beyond what a Kodesh Baruch Hu expects from people. You know, especially in the modern day and age when information is accessible and every medical center knows what's available out there. So when it comes to the food, you need to do a greater ishtadlis than when it comes to parnasa. But not so reasonable shtadlis to the four more when it comes to war. And Klal Yisrael is a danger. You need to do an extreme shtadlis. But in every endeavor, never forget, it's all up to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you sit in yeshiva and you learn basmada, and you learn even more basmoda than you do at other times, you're making a difference. And maybe Israel might win this war because of the Torah that we're learning in Teres Chaim, or in 1,000 other yeshivas in Kolelim in the entire world. So we do ishtadlis b'derech ha-teva, but we shouldn't for one moment forget, whatever you do, you will only be successful if you have siyata nishmaya, in panosa, in health, in war, and in any other endeavor, any other human endeavor that we need, we should never forget. You should never think, koichi v'yoytzim yodi yoso li esachai el hazeh, v'zocharto ki Hashem elokecho hu hanois elokho koyach las eschoyel. And therefore, whatever we need, and whatever status we do, we always daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. שישלח ברוכה בכל מעשי יודינו. שבס.
כל הלשון, a whole world of quality content.